Off the Ball Rugby.
You've heard a lot of them talk about, you know, be yourself, and that's something that Andy Farrell would say on the first day of any camp, that he wants you to be yourself.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we preview tonight's League of Ireland action, which includes our live game, the Dublin Derby at Richmond Park. Nico Williams makes a shocking decision regarding his future, and a former Manchester United defender joins the Arsenal backroom staff. But first, Off the Ball is live tonight from Inchicore, where St. Pat's take on Bohemians in the SSE Airtricity Premier Division. Pat's form since the mid-season break has been awful, collecting just 2 points from five games, with both of those draws being scoreless draws. They're just 6 points behind Bohs in the table, though, but Alan Reynolds' side still have two games in hand. Saints boss Stephen Kenny spoke to OTB's David Wilson about their summer slump.
We had a good win before the break against Sligo in Sligo, when we came back after the break and said, right, we prepared for the... We knew we had five games in 14 days and we were getting ready for them. And then we played Drogheda in the first game, right, against most of the top teams, but we played Drogheda in the first game, and we missed a penalty, take the lead, and missed a lot of chances, scoreless draw. And then subsequently, it's been a really poor 2 weeks. It couldn't have been much worse, really, over the 2 weeks. You know, we only took 2 points. You know, it wouldn't have flattered us if we'd taken eight, at least. But I think to take two was inconceivable from our point of view. You know, we couldn't have envisaged doing as poorly as that over the 2 weeks. So we would love to have those 2 weeks back, but obviously time doesn't stand still for anyone. What we must do now is not look back, look forward. And forward is, of course, Bohemians on Friday night. We've got to get, you know, regroup and get back on track. And, you know, we're capable of doing that.
Yeah, this is your last league game, I think, until the August bank holiday. How important is it to, like, I suppose, send the fans home at Richmond Park happy on Friday night with a positive result and a positive performance?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's been our last performance. We're unbeaten. Obviously, I'm in the job 13 months, and we went the full 12 months of beating at home, and then we managed to lose 2 in a week, 1-0 to Shelburne and 1-0 to Derry. You know, and we've absolutely had the lion's share in both games, but definitely the Derry game, we dominated from start to finish. That's a previous game, played really well. If we got that level of performance against Bohs, I think I'd be... You know, it'd be enough to win most games. But our finishing has let us down in this period. We can't shy away from that. And we don't have to blame only ourselves for that. And we need to snap out of it and, you know, certainly get back to being clinical. It's not... Overall, we've scored the same amount of goals as Bohs, same amount of goals as Shells, 27. You know, obviously, our last year's highest scores in the league. And we were for this year for a while, and definitely in the top two. So we've let ourselves down over the last, over that 2 week period in front of goal. And we've got to get back fired. And against the Bohemians team, we're on a great run of form overall. And it'll be tough opponents.
Kenny's Bohs counterpart has told Off the Ball that new signing Douglas James Taylor will only make the bench tonight. Meanwhile, the 42.ie report that a bid for Dawson Devoy from an unnamed Bundesliga 2 club was rejected out of hand by Bohemians. They've also been this week fending off interest in James Clark from English League 2 club Grimsby. Bohs have confirmed they'll play tonight's game in their new Oasis fronted jersey, and those who may scoff at the jerseys were recently served the reality of the situation with an interview Bohs chief operating officer Daniel Lambert gave to Business Plus. In it, he revealed that €2 million of last year's turnover came from merchandise sales. That's compared to just 100,000 a decade before. Alan Reynolds also spoke about the new gear with David Wilson.
Yeah, it's fantastic, you know, from behind the scenes, the lads, Daniel and all the board who come about that idea. It's unbelievable. And in fairness, they seem to be really progressive and forward thinking in how to use, you know, using jerseys as one aspect, really thrilled and the talk of the country.
And I suppose as well, it's a members-only club, or a members-owned club. how important is it that kind of you explain, I suppose, to the rest of the country that, you know, that's important, that this is, you don't have a big massive financial backer, that this is the way that Bohemians have to raise funds?
Yeah, they're always looking at ideas, you know, in fairness to, as I said, the board, they're always looking at ideas to generate money. There's no sugar daddy here to come and, you know, pump money in. So, look, that's their side of it. Obviously, I'm employed to look after the football side of it and win games, but credit to them, absolutely fantastic.
Don't forget, Pats Against Bows is live on tonight's Off the Ball with Owen Doyle joining Stephen Doyle in the commentary box. Coverage begins on News Talk from 7 o'clock. You can also get it on the Go Loud app. With league leader Shamrock Rovers not in action until tomorrow night, Bows and Derry City have a chance to close the gap to a more palatable 8 points. The Candy Stripes welcome Waterford to the Ryan McBride Brandywell. Derry have won 3 games on the bounce, and manager Tiernan Lynch believes his methods are finally taking hold.
I think from our end, which is what we have to concentrate on, I thought Friday night was excellent. We moved the ball really well. We showed good patience. As we talked about afterwards and talked about this week, I felt there was probably opportunities where we could have and should have affected their last line a little bit more. But that's something that we'll continue to work on. And I think the players have to take great credit from the minute we've come in the door, trying to get a whole new game model, understand the whole new game model. We knew it was going to take time. And it's still nowhere near where we want it to be. But hopefully you can now start to see signs that the boys are starting to try and pick up on the things that we're asking of them. The one thing that you can't coach is hard work and heart, and I think that's been there, and we've showed that in abundance.
Waterford have been a bit of a bogey side for Derry this season, with the Blues winning each of this season's games by 2-1. John Coleman says despite his side's recent inconsistencies, they can provide a real threat to their host tonight.
We know that they've got into a rich vein of form now, and that's, you know, that's all credit to them. We've watched the games and we know they're a handful, they're a threat. But we know if we get it right ourselves, we can be a threat for anybody. And, you know, we proved that last week against Shamrock Rovers, you know. Not much really in the game there. They're like share of the possession, but not really hurting us. And so we've got to take confidence from that, but just tidy ourselves.
Joey O'Brien was last night confirmed as the full-time successor to Damien Duff as Shelburne manager. He has signed what the club described as a long-term deal, stepping up from his role as assistant. O'Brien doesn't have a UEFA Pro coaching licence, but his enrolment on the next course means he should be able to take charge of Shells in Europe. But tonight, bottom side Cork City are the visitors to Talca Park. Cork have signed goalkeeper David Odomosu from Cliftonville, with Tane Trost having returned to parent club NAC Breda after a loan spell on Leaside. Cork boss Ger Nash is aware they have to quickly turn recent draws into wins.
Obviously, both boxes are pretty settled here before. Both boxes are going to be important for us. You know, we've shown improvements, obviously, in the Pats game around that, and in many respects in the draw of the game too, in terms of limiting the opposition to really few chances. The next bit is obviously the top end of the pitch, but I'm confident we have players who can hurt the opposition. I'm confident we can create chances against most teams in this league. And look, I'm happy with, I think we've got some good front players. So we just need to put a complete performance together in terms of, you know, defensive aspect and obviously the creating and scoring goals and making a count on the scoreboard.
Sullivan and Lamb Park host a meeting of two sides who've lost their main goal scorers in recent weeks. Drogheda start life without Douglas James Taylor at home to a Galway side still reeling from Moses Dyer's decision to move to Cambodia. Drogheda also have doubts over the fitness of Warren Davis. Galway have bolstered their ranks this week with the arrivals of midfielder Aaron Bulger from St Pat's and former Tottenham and Luton midfielder Alex Peisold. Speaking to Galway's media team, Bulger's looking forward to life out west.
Playing in front of all the fans here at IMDC Park, you know, from the outside, or when you're on the outside, you know, it's a really tough, intimidating place to come, and, you know, I'm really looking forward to being on the other side of that now, and then obviously getting to know all the rest of the lads, or, you know, Rob Slevin from the time at Cork, and obviously Greg, but look forward to getting to know them again, and the rest of the lads as well.
And lastly, what can we expect to see in terms of your play style?
Just 100%. I think I'm really honest. Give 100% every time I step on the pitch, you know. I'm tenacious. I just wear my heart in my sleeve, really. I just want to win games of football. And then obviously, I'm a tidy footballer on the ball. Like, I want to get on the ball and make things happen as well. So, yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to getting going. Can't wait to get going here at Amundsen Park.
Former Athlone duo Declan McDade and J.R. Wilson go straight into the Dundalk squad for the First Division leaders' trip to Kerry tonight. The Lilywhites begin the night 4 points clear of Cove Ramblers, who take on bottom club Athlone Town. Bray sit third and they entertain Wexford, a side 3 points outside the playoffs. Fourth place fifth at Belfield with Treaty United on a poor run ahead of tonight's trip to UCD. And tonight's other game will see Finn Harps play Longford Town. Liverpool have postponed their return to pre-season training following the death of striker Diogo Jota. The first players in the squad were supposed to be back today for physical tests after their summer break, but it's believed that's been delayed while the club deals with the aftermath of the tragedy which killed the 28-year-old and his brother Andre Silva. Meanwhile, Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca has confirmed they have given compassionate leave to Pedro Neto, a former teammate of Jota at both Wolves and with Portugal.
Any decision you will take is the correct one, and we are going to support him in any case. So it doesn't matter if we'll be in the pitch or not tomorrow. We see how he is feeling tomorrow, but in any case, we're going to support him.
Nico Williams has surprised many with his decision to commit to Athletic Bilbao until 2035. There had been widespread belief that the Spanish international winger was Barcelona-bound this summer, with the Catalan giants apparently willing to pay his €58 million release clause. However, due to Barca's finances, there was concern from within the Williams camp over whether the Catalan club would be able to register him to play. A similar fate befell Dani Olmo last season, but the Barcelona links had grown so strong that a mural of the Williams brothers in Bilbao was repeatedly damaged, as local fans were angered by the potential loss of their star winger. In announcing his new contract, the 22-year-old even graffitied that same mural. It's reported his release clause at the club now has swelled by 50%, which stands at €87 million. Williams says he decided to go with his heart and remain with his boyhood club. It's a huge blow to Barcelona, however, who had hoped to pair Williams with his international teammate Lamine Yamal. Williams' rejection could now pave the way for a revival in Barca's interest in Marcus Rashford. Arsenal have confirmed that Tequiero Tomiyasu has been released from his contract by mutual consent. Tomiyasu managed just 6 minutes in the Premier League last season due to a knee injury and is unlikely to return to action until the end of this year. The 26-year-old made 84 appearances across the Arsenal defence following his deadline day arrival from Bologna 4 years ago. And as Tomiyasu departs Arsenal, Gabriel Heinze is set to join Mikel Arteta's backroom team. The former Manchester United defender has been lined up as a replacement for Carlos Cuesta, who has taken up the head coach's role at Parma. Heinze is a former teammate of Arteta at PSG and has held head coach roles at Newell's Old Boys, Vélez Sarsfield and MLS club Atlanta United. And there's a Scandinavian derby at the Women's Euros later. Denmark and Sweden play their opening Group C encounter in Geneva at 5. After that, in the same group, Germany play Poland at 8 o'clock. Last night, the tournament favourites and world champion Spain opened their account with a comprehensive 5-0 win over Portugal. That's it for today's Football Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Football feed wherever you get your podcasts. And our live game tonight sees St Pat's host Dublin rivals Bohemians. All the coverage starts on News Talk from 7 o'clock.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.